here with John, and we're parked on Highway 27, and we're looking at the north half of lot 1 in section 10. You say the Coburns lived on the west side of 27.
Yeah.
Just north of the northwest corner of Newton Robinson.
Yeah, northwest corner of Newton Robinson.
Okay.
And that, and they were there a long time. I don't know, but Lloyd now, Lloyd and Elma, they've moved to Guilford, and there's three generations of Coburns living there now, side by side.
Now, just where we're parked, just to our left here, there's a very small lot. Yeah. And for a long time, there was a log cabin here.
Okay.
And we can see the well there. So we should follow up and see who used to live there and what the story is about that.
Yeah, I'd see who lived there, whether it belonged, whether it was separated from this 100 acres or not, I don't know.
We'll have to have a look. It doesn't show up on doesn't show up here on the abstract that we have. It doesn't show up as a separate lot.
No.
And then this was part of the Rowe farm.
Part of the Rowe
it looks like it was Bill last owned there by Bill Rowe.
Yeah, and last owned by Bill Rowe. And Lennox Rowe had it, and then I guess he must have sold it to Bill Rowe then. Bob Leeson lived across the road here.
Okay. So he owned it for about 30 years.
Yeah.
35 years, eh?
Yeah. He lived in the brick house, the farmhouse here. This brick house here, and that's still owned by his, I guess his daughter, still owns that house. And just as an aside, which wouldn't be recorded, but they were quite tony, the Leeses. They hobnobbed it with the Wilcoxes and there was two or three others down here, and they were kind of the elite of this area. And they were quite, Rob Leeson was quite prosperous.
Was there ever a farm home? I guess maybe there wasn't. There had never been a farm home with that set of barns there.
That house is an old house right there. That was old Billy Bell that lived in there. That was an old house.
This is the small frame house on the southwest corner of
that's an old house.
Now, this farm, we're looking here now at the south half of that concession. It looks like the farmstead is up in the middle of the lot and goes out and faces out on 27.
Yeah. And the last owner, of course, was Bell, right?
Which Bell is that?
Well, that's Gladys Houghton. And, I guess Gladys still lived up in the house there. Gladys Houghton, she married Earl Bell. Earl Bell was the son of Wilfred Bell. Grandson lives across on the west side. This is your grandson. So this is Gladys Houghton that lived up here and married to Earl Bell. And he's over in Beacon.
Now this farm then is right at the top of the hill. It's one of the highest points in West Goldenberry then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just right at the top of the hill before you go down into the flats.
Yeah.
So, is this quite a slope to this? It's interesting here. This is the survey. These are the notes from this original survey.
Oh, yeah.
And lot one, when you come in here on this line, lot one, which is the first 30 chains, it meets maple and hemlock here, and they go right through until we get to the, pretty much all the same, right through until we get to the first cycle.
Yeah. Oh, this is good land here. This is pretty good land here.
Where the, do the Bells, when did they acquire the property?
Looks as if they got it from in 1947. Over Bell.
Okay, so there were laws before that?
Laws before that, yeah. Okay. Well, no, Wilford Bell in 1920, you see, and then...
He owned part of it, like...
Owned part of it.
North half
the north
south
half of the south half.
So it's, yeah, so it looks like there's been a... Yes, it's one of these where they divided the property up, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. And then they reacquired it and built it back into a 100-acre farm again.
Yeah. There's Levi Law. He shows up further down here, too. He must have been quite a big landowner in this area. There's a lot of laws. But Gladys Bell, or Gladys Hutton, is quite a historian. She was raised, you see, just west of Newton Robinson there on the 10th, just a mile west of Newton Robinson. Mm-hmm. So she was in this area all her life. And she attended the Pilgrim Church.
Yeah, and she has there's a history that's been written of the Pinkerton Church, and she has copies of that.
Yeah.
Talked to her about that a little while ago.
Yeah. And Keith Robinson used to belong to this church, too, Pinkerton Church.
Just to show you what this land is, we're looking at this field, and it looks like this field has been sown in.
Yeah.
High and dry. Early field.
Yeah. That's what should have been sold.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good field. But then to the north there it drops, it starts to drop off.
Yep.
Down into the valley. This one brings a lot, and a lot of energy up here.
The northeast corner of the south half, there's a kind of a cedar swamp almost, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Up right up on top of the hill almost.
Yeah. The rail fence.
Yeah.
The rail fence is through here. We pastured it, I guess. When Rose had it, I guess
that's an interesting way of building the fence.
Yeah.
Did you ever...
That was one style. That's the style we built.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the style we built.
This has two posts straight up. And
two posts straight up and then two cross pieces.
Two cross pieces.
And then you put a wire across the two top stakes there.
Mm-hmm.
And then brought a pole down and anchored it down on the side like a pike pole or a short pole, eh? And that tightened it in, you see. That tightened that top rail in there.
Did it have a name?
Yeah, there's a name for that fence, but I don't know what the name of it is.
Yeah,
but there is a name for it.
Yeah. I talked to a gal. I've been talking to a gal at West, and in a write-up that we did, that we found William Sullivan Fraser,
which
is down on that, it mentions that. It's something like a, I don't know. It's,
there's a name for it.
Something like Reynolds or something like that.
But the drawback to that fence, if you had it in a windy area, it could upset it. And it would, I've seen it taken, flipped over for maybe a quarter of a mile. Like it just the wind would catch it and over it would go because there wasn't much anchor in those two little posts you started with.
One of the things in here, in this part of the, is we're just crossing as we start here on the north, between on lot two, is the gas pipeline.
Yeah.
There are one or two, just one, I guess, one gas pipeline from...
it runs right across the township.
Runs right across the township, right?
Yeah.
And right, comes right down on lot two.
Yeah.
It doesn't. It doesn't, either, as you look across the field, you can't see any real effect from it, can you?
No. No.
Well, you're having a lot of turmoil again, these fellows objecting to gas pipelines.
But
oil
there doesn't
pipelines.
Have to be any problem with this one. It's buried here.
Do we know anything about this family who lives here, or anybody there?
Well, of course, Dalton here was their last owner. This one.
Now, how are they related to Kenny?
They're cousins of the Uncle Peter that lived down here.
Mm-hmm.
And Dalton Mir had an all blotchy face, and that would happen wherever he was living. Now, whether it was here or not, but it happened as a young person. He was out in the field. Harvesting or something, and got overheated, and he jumped into a cold pond, and his face all broke out in blotches, and he had that till his dying day. Yeah.
Do we know anything about where the mirrors came from?
No. They'd have to Carl Gold or Shirley would do the best or not for the years.
Who would be the best person?
Well, Shirley Bowles.
Shirley Bowles?
Yeah. Shirley Bowles would be the best.
You want to just make a note there, see Shirley Bowles, and just hang on to that pen and we'll get on. Make notes here. Go on.
Shirley Bowles or Kenny Mir would probably. Kenny Mir, he was raised down here, you see. Yeah.
We don't know anything about these people up in
here.
They're,
I don't know.
Whether they're related to the other Bells or not, which they could very well be, couldn't they?
They could very well be.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to them up to see what we'll get all the Gladys and see if we can find anything out about them.
Yeah.
Okay, who's on the south half of 11? Who's on the south half of 11? On the one over here.
Okay, well, this Henry Lee now, he's a relative of mine, and there was Big Jim Lee and Little Jimmy Lee, and they were relatives, and then the McCarrolls lived here, the maid McCarrolls, they lived there, and they were related to Marguerite Roberts, these McCarrolls, because Marguerite's mother, I think Marguerite's mother was raised by these McCarrolls. There were three of them. There was a widow, and then there was Henry McCarroll and John McCarroll, and they were neighbors of my Uncle Chris down here.
Where's the house for this farm?
Well, it's been torn down, you see.
Oh.
And then Adney Howard was one of the last owners, and Adney Howard married Josephine Riley, which was a sister of Mitchell Riley.
Okay.
And they went out west. They got married. Adney married to Josephine Riley, and they went out west to farm out in Saskatchewan. This was Saskatchewan, yeah, up in the northern part. And she was killed on a tractor, on a farm accident. And then he sold out there and moved down here.
Would this have been the farm lane here?
Yeah, it could have been, yeah. Yeah, it could have been.
It looks like this has been converted into a nursery. Yeah?
Well, this belongs to...
Salty.
Salty, yeah.
Salty.
So Adney moved to Bradford. He's dead, but he moved to Bradford. And he's a brother-in-law of Mitchell Riley. And Mrs. Mitchell.
Sarah will have a handle on that.
Yeah, Mrs. Mitchell Riley still lives. She got to there. These McCarrolls were all, either Spencers or Baxters. And then this was sold, then...
This is still the north end of 2, isn't it? House here?
Yeah, this would be...
The old Muir house.
Yeah. Yeah, this is called Muir's house. Yeah. Well, then he died, and the fellow that bought my Uncle Chris's place over here was a fellow by the name of Salvi. It was the Veterans Land Act, and he got hobnobbing with Mrs. Dalton here, and that was where she went to a kind of off the rocker. I don't know who she was. That's a bad scene.
Look back in here.
Well, we built that. Salvi, I guess, built that house.
Salting
them. Called the Maid McCarrolls. They were like the same as about those Maid McDonalds out in the settlement.
Well, we're coming up on lot 3. We're up on top of the hill. We're up on top now, and this is pretty level. It's flat. And this is a kind of a loamy. Loamy soil, is it?
Yeah, fairly loamy. Although back here in this farm here, it was pretty hilly where my Uncle Chris lived in there. It was fairly heavy. Tone was fairly heavy land.
It seems to be quite a valley back here.
Oh, yeah, it's a rough farm. This 100 acres is rough. This one here is pretty good. This is where Bill Matchett lived. He was a bachelor. And he lived here. It's been Matchett for a long time, but I don't think there's any of them, probably any of them left.
You don't think there's anybody that we might get in touch with?
This Curry bought it from Matchett, and I don't know where he... And Edgar Matchett, no. Edgar Matchett. I don't know. I don't know. They seem like to be a relative, you know. Bill's. Bill was a bachelor. Bill Matchett. This is where the West lived, where Harold.
Okay, this is the house that they built, and this is the old original house back in here.
Yeah, that's Billy Matchett's house.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here, there's a smoke pipe and had a big beard, and he is great friends with my uncle in here. See, this is Johnny Lee, and it is, I guess, old by the looks of patent, it says here, or whatever. So it was always in, but that John Lee and Sam Lee were brothers, and then Johnny Lee, well, that would be the old gentleman there, and Johnny, he's succeeded it to Aunt Jenny, that's Jenny, Eliza, but she was Jenny.
Just put Jenny in there, right, name for Jenny.
Yeah, Jenny. I don't know, they went to, I guess, the Jenny S, but she was called Aunt Jenny, and she was a spinster, and Agnes Lee was a spinster, Aunt Aggie. And Chris was a bachelor, and Sam Lee ran the implement agency in Bradford there. He's an international dealer, and he was quite prosperous, Sam Lee, and he always had to give Uncle Chris $500 every spring to get him going on the farm here, and then he paid it back in the fall when he sold the wheat or the
Like the government does.
Yeah,
now.
Well, that's right. He gave him $500 to start him in the spring. And then he always gave Uncle Sam, lived in Bradford up on the hill there, mm-hmm. and he always gave him, he traded cars, he'd give Uncle Chris his car, you see.
Sure.
And we used to come there And he used, we always thought it was a great thing. He run the slings with the car, eh? Like, used the car on the slings, you see? And we thought that was the greatest thing, because we'd ride in the car with him, and he'd pull the slings, you see, with the car. And then he used to, and we'd go with him to take chop, to go for, Cookstown to the mill, and he always put, three bags of green bags, put one on each fender of the old 28 Chevy he had, put it on the fender and take it to Cookstown. And Aunt Aggie, that we always thought that was the greatest thing, too, she milked the cows in the barnyard. Now, I didn't put them in, she had them trained that when they you know, when it was milking time, brought the cows in. There was quite a big barnyard, grass barnyard, and she'd milk the cows. She had them trained that she could sit down and milk the darn cow in, without them moving.
Sure.
And we never could figure that out, but that's the way it,
the way it worked.
The way it worked.
So, now, did he, was he, Chris Lee, well, then it comes to this person who bought it.
Yeah, this, this is probably the name of Selby. Bought it.
Okay, just put Selby in there then.
Selby bought it.
Is he any relation to Percy?
No. He was a veteran. Yeah. Selby. Okay. Yeah. He bought it from the Christian guy.
Mm-hmm. Where was, there was the barn's been taken down?
Yeah, the barn's been taken down.
So that's one of the houses.
The barn was out in the front here, out just to the west side, out in front. Where those clumped trees are there.
That house has been there, I guess.
That house is old, but they've refixed it all up they put a big addition on it.
Yeah,
but
sure.
That's the original house is there.
Yeah.
But,
we're lucky near a good land on the south side and the west, north side.
It is rough.
A little rolly.
There's a big gully back in the back there. Well, this is a better farm than Jack Parks's here on the north side. This is a better farm. No, we don't have the, we don't, that doesn't show this lot here.
You don't have the information for it?
No, you see, this is Terry's here. This is north half of lot 410.
Yeah.
But there should be a north half of...
South half of lot... Yeah, okay, well, there's the odd one that's missing.
Yeah, so if we don't see south half, lot 4 concession 11.
Yep, and that's this one here.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Well, just make some notes. Put a note here and say seal. Let's see. Just put a note here at the bottom that says see over. Now, let's make, just put in here the south half of lot 4. And you say that was known as the Parks Farm?
Concession 11. Yeah, Johnny Parks. I don't know whether the Parks, or this is P-A-R-K, Parks, I think. And he was a bachelor. There's a whole row in there. Well, that house there for years was, had that black, tar paper on the side of it. For years I remember going by and always, they put an addition on to the north side of it. There. That is the original. So it would be a fairly old house, that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's got a cement foundation to it, so it'll have to be since 1900, anyway.
Yeah.
Same with the barn. The barn's got a hip to it, like, so it's not a, as opposed to this type of barn.
Yeah.
Now, these are the old original type of barn. The one on the south side is just a straight shed roof.
Yeah.
And the stone foundation.
Now this, these Carries, Ben was their father, and Ben, I guess, was his son. They lived here, and that's Mrs. May Sock is a Carry. That's really, I guess they didn't come there till 1928. But, that's the father and the son.
Now, we don't know anything about there's the name of Hearst up in there. McAfee. Now, the McAfees. So this is where Robert McAfee was over here. I got quite a story. I don't know that you would know. I don't know what Doris Anderson. The Anderson, her mother was Thurza McAfee. And then Doris Anderson Thurza married an Anderson who came up to manage the baby carriage factory in Bradford. And then she married him. Doris and her husband, they live in Willowdale now. They're down in the park where we are. And so she's given me the whole McAfee story. So this was a McAfee farm for about
1899.
About 30 years,
there's 1865. Yeah, the 1899. The McAfees were big landowners in the area. Merle lived over there on the 10th concession on the north side.
Who was that?
Merle McAfee.
Merle McAfee.
Yeah. And then there was an Irene McAfee who was a teacher in Toronto, and she was related. I don't know whether she was a sister of Merle's, maybe. But she just passed away not too long ago. But she left a lot of money to the Presbyterian Church down here in Fulton Hill, Irene McAfee.
Was these known as, what was this community? This was the community known as Pinkerton?
Pinkerton, yeah.
Did it have any kind of, were they Presbyterians or were they Methodists or anything like that? Did it have anything that identified it as a...
No, I don't. No, and not any more than they're pretty Anglo all through here. You see, they had quite a few Andreses went to Pinkerton here, and the Davises, and then that's where my mother went to school here and went to church here from over on the 12th. But she was raised or born over on the 12th line, and they came to Pinkerton School. Part of the time, and then part of the time they went to Newton Robinson, but they were really in this school section here. But it was awkward to get to this Pinkerton, because that 12 line, you see, wasn't open, eh?
Uh-huh.
And you had to come way out around on 27 and come in here, you see, so it was really closer to go to Newton Robinson than it was to come here. Because this 10 side road wasn't very good either, like at that time. You know, and that this 10 side road was from here north was, I don't know whether it was more than just a bush trail. And the 12 line wasn't open. And this was the last owner in here, was the one, this was Eric Duncan. Eric Duncan right in here.
We're looking here at lot 5, north half of 5, section 10.
Freddie Welch lived here for quite a few years, and he went to this Pinkerton church here. And Mel Law lived in, that'll be an old house too. Mel Law lived in that house. That was 50 acres. There was a 50-acre chunk of land.
We were looking here at a yellow house.
Yeah. And Al La played the organ in Pinkerton Church. And he was a counselor, too. He was a counselor. And he was related. His wife was Amir.
Did you show up on the
Melvin Law
to the south half?
Should show up here somewhere. I did see it. No, it'd be further on, it'd be the south half. This would be Lot 5, eh?
Yeah, it's be Lot 5, Concession 11, yeah.
That's where it would be.
Yeah.
So, so
there's Eli Law.
Yeah.
And the laws were in there for quite a while, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is this whole block, you see, but I don't see Melvin Law. He should be. He had just had 50 acres here, you see.
Mm-hmm. Is he on page 3? Is he short on page 3? Or should he on page 3?
Page 3.
Howard Roll.
Howard Roll.
No, that's it, no. There's Law.
Law.
Law there.
Southwest Quarter.
So this is one where we are right now.
Yeah, that'd be where he lived in the southwest quarter. You see, this would be a 200-acre block, likely.
Mm-hmm. It was cut up into quarters.
Cut up into quarters, you see.
There's a law there, you see.
Yeah, well, this would be Wilfred Law.
Law
was up there, you see, where Sadlin lives. That was a great big house, that's where that was, Wilfred Law. And he was a bachelor.
Yes. These bachelors don't give us any family to trace back to.
There were a whole bunch of them in here. And Wilfred Law was... there's Melbourne Law, there you see.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 50% interest to Southwest Quarter. Mm-hmm. And that was Mel Law, living here. And then Wilfred Law lived up in the farm up there where Sadlin is, and that was a great big house that never was really ever all finished, I don't think.
What did they make their living at?
Wilfred Law was horse crazy. He had all Clydesdale horses,
mm-hmm.
and they never sold any, and they died on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
He had the horses.
Like reproducing, eh?
Yeah, they had all Clydesdale horses. But he never farmed too extensively. And Mel, of course, here only had 50 acres.
Mm-hmm.
But his wife was near prosperous, so didn't have to make much. And Mel was played the organ in the church and wore the same, one of those old serge suits, you know, they never wore out. He was a big fella. And I remember it was always quite a novelty when we came to the church here and Mel played the organ, because not many men, it was kind of unusual for a man to be playing the organ, but he played the organ in the little church here.
An old barn, too.
Yeah. This fellow that lived here was killed with a bull, eh?
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah, out in that field there. He went out to separate the bull or something from the cows, and they got the bull, charged him and killed him.
Yeah. What was his name?
I don't know. It doesn't show, I guess, the last year.
That was
not after Duncan, eh?
Lot 5, Concession 11.
That'd be this one here. No, it doesn't. James Horner in 53, but I don't think that's Horner now. I don't know who it is.
Mm-hmm.
This is where Eric's family, they were all. I never knew of any other buildings, only the school here and the church.
Mm-hmm.
We're called Pinkerton,
yeah.
Just the two.
There never was a store or
no, that I never
blacksmith knew. Shop.
No, or, I never knew of that. No. I never knew of that.
And on the northeast corner, here is the what was the school.
That is
black on the front of it.
And that I saw that where it was speeded. That would be lot 6, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Lot 6.
Concession.
Trustees of school section number 11, southwest corner, 160 feet by 128 feet, 1873. It's a section number 11. Yeah.
Plaque on the front of the plaque on the front of the school now reads
1908. Be the second school.
Be the second school. So there's been a frame building or a log building.
Yeah, and it was sold for $60 or £60. $60, I guess. And then this Henry Slate. There's one of the cooks down there, and this was. That here is here.
The north half of the 6th and concession 10 is pretty much in disrepair.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is where the poor land started.
Poor land starts here, yeah. Both sides.
Both sides. Yeah.
Just moved out from across the road pretty well. There's sand land there. Sand, this is sand farm too. Mm-hmm. And this is where my Uncle Peter lived. And then he was the father of Matt and lived in there. Mm-hmm. And then Matt sold there and moved down to 88, where Kennymere is. But he had an awful time adjusting to the 88 from coming off this sand land where you could want it, you know, right first thing in the spring,
yeah,
you
that's
see.
That's right.
Well, you had to, or you didn't get anything.
No.
And then you moved down there, and you couldn't figure out.
You had to wait for it to
dry.
Had
to wait to dry, because that's on right. That clay land, you see.
Well, she made bricks.
Scott Settlement clay.
Yeah, well, she made bricks.
Yeah. Hard time adjustment. I never really figured it out. It always could grow a crop here. But Matt Muir.
I guess sometimes somebody's mined some sand here, have they?
They mined it, I guess, for the highway problems. Yeah. And that's where Uncle Peter lived.
We had people that came in here with the McGuire,
McBride.
Yeah, the one McBride lad worked for us.
Yeah.
Quite a family, that family. We won't get into that.
Yeah, McBride.
It's interesting how that soil changed so quickly, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
And here you are right at the top of this ridge.
Yeah. Well, it ran pretty well, ran poor land right along here until you got further down here.
That's right.
There's a stretch in here that...
Well, it goes right through. It goes right through to just this side of Highway 11, doesn't it?
Yeah,
pretty well.
Because
like that land, that farm that Bill Morton had was sandy.
Yeah, light land. Yeah.
Right land, on both sides of the road there.
Yeah, well, the north side was sandy, real sandy. Yeah.
Have you ever seen or heard of any reason why Highway 400 has this curve in it here?
No, I don't know.
You know the one I'm talking about? I never paid too much attention to it until the other day. You see, when you hear it goes, see it's going straight.
Yeah.
See now it's got a kink in it.
I think that
we should be back. Here's the if we were on here, here would be the center line of it right about there.
Yeah.
And then it continues out. titties out, and then it comes back again when you get down. When you get down here, titties out, and then you see there's when you get down there, there's a big curve. I just wondered why.
I don't know whether it was a lot line. No, I think Merle McAfee. I think he had this for the highway since, I think. But he was over on the 10th there, but I think he had land in here. I think he even had a barn. If I remember right, over there where the
township buildings are.
Township buildings are, where that would be.
That would be
lot 7, would it be? Yeah, lot 7. North half of lot 7 concession 10, you see.
Merle
McAfee. Merle McAfee, yeah. Yeah, he had, so the highways come right through. It's come through his property here.
Mm-hmm.
That's lot 7. The highway's sitting on lot 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's Merle McAfee. But he lived over on the 10th. Tom McAfee and was the father, and then Hannah, and then Murray McAfee.
Wilson Stoddard.
Wilson Stoddard, yeah.
He was around over everything. Funny how he was such a going outfit, Wilson.
Yeah.
In fact, that none of the boys managed to make it to anything of it at all, did they?
No. Wilson Stoddard. Yeah.
The boys had a hard time managing their finances.
With Merlin McAfee, he was a bachelor too. Lots of money.
Thurlestown, this part of the world, mustn't have been very aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just noticed this curve in it. I just wondered if there's any reason, you've heard of any reason why it was that way.
Unless there was quite a down where Ernie Hodgson lived there, down on that side,
yeah.
There was quite a...